there are many signs, many indicators of good physical health. And the same thing is true of the Christian church. If a local Christian church is strong and healthy, this is going to show up in all sorts of ways. And that's what we've been thinking about in recent Sunday sermons. We've been looking together at some of the marks of a healthy local church. And so we've had sermons about being a welcoming church, an inclusive church, a growing church, and so on. All these are characteristics of a healthy local church, and today we come to another which is an all-age church. And such a church is one in which all ages are represented, welcomed, and valued in the life of the Christian community. Let's think first about the youngest members of a local church, babies, toddlers, and children who are at school. And a very important thing is that right from the beginning of the Bible, such children are included as members of the community of faith. And so from birth onwards, children belong to the community of God's people, which in modern terms is the Christian church. Many of you will know that from the earliest times, male children were circumcised 8 days after birth as a sign of such belonging. And this is just one of the background reasons why we have infant baptism today. So children in the Bible are not just seen as the church of tomorrow, they are seen as vital members of the church of today. And that means that right through the Bible there are instructions about teaching children about the life of faith and what it means in daily life. And such teaching is not only to be by words, it's also to be by example. And then in the New Testament, there are words which are addressed directly to children about what it means to follow the Lord. Parents and other adults are not only to help young children by their teaching, example, loving care, and protection, but we, in our turn, can also learn much from them. And our Bible reading this morning makes this point as we heard how the disciples wanted to stop those who were bringing young children to Jesus. But when Jesus saw this, as we heard, he was indignant and he said, "Don't stop these people. Let the children come because God's kingdom belongs to little ones like these." And he then went on to say that anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. In other words, says Jesus, look at these little children and learn from them. Learn from their simple trust, their dependence, their confidence in others, their humility, because that's exactly what you adults need if you want to be one of my followers. So there's much that we adults can learn from children in the life of the church. And children can also bless the church in other ways. I think of a church I went to on holiday where two very young children took up the collection assisted by their grandmother. That was beautiful. It was lovely. Then a few weeks ago in a local church very near to here, I was very moved when a group of children quite spontaneously got up and danced during one of the songs of worship in a way that was a real beautiful contribution to that service. Let's think now about the other end of life and think about us older people. And I hope that all those in the middle of life will forgive me if I don't say much about you at this stage of this talk. And just as children and young people may be seen as the church of tomorrow rather than the church of today, sometimes older people can be thought of as the church of yesterday with very little to contribute. Now, it's true that as the years go by, most people slow down, many people become more forgetful, and health issues can increase for countless Christians. And so it's not surprising that in the churches there will be older people whose primary need is to be receivers of love of care from other church members. And as I say this, I think of Paul's words in one of his letters about a scheme to help elderly widows with financial and other assistance. Yes, some elderly Christians need more and more help from others, and that's part of being an all-age church.
But hopefully for many Christian people, and especially as life expectancy continues to increase, there is much that older people can contribute to strengthen the life of the local church. I liked some words that I heard recently, that getting older is compulsory. Increasing in wisdom is optional. That's true, and one of the contributions that many older Christians can make in the life of a local church is mature Christian wisdom. Part of that, of course, is a willingness to listen and to learn from those who are younger. But the process can be a two-way process, as both older and younger learn and receive from one another. Then another vital contribution that older Christians can make is the contribution of prayer for others. I know that I personally can do more in this way. Perhaps there are others here this morning who think the same. And maybe one thing we can do is just simply to take the monthly notice sheet and pray through it week by week as you sit comfortably with a cup of tea in a comfortable chair at home. There are all sorts of practical ways in which we older people can contribute. And as just one example, the ministry of making tea and coffee after a service is one that makes a vital contribution to the friendship and fellowship in the Christian community. Without the ministry of tea and coffee, think about this, if we didn't have tea and coffee after the services, week by week, this would be a very different church, and our relationships would be very different. I'm thankful for everyone, older and younger, who does this task of making tea and coffee and serving it so willingly, week by week, in this Church of the Good Shepherd. One of them was Linda Giel, whose memorial service is here on Friday week. And right up to the end of her life, the final weeks of her life, she was one of those people making the coffee. People are nodding, you see. You appreciated it. Yes, making the coffee and serving it and building up the life of the church in that way. And then, of course, there's Barbara, of whose death we've heard this morning. Think of her, those of you who knew her. The autumn of her life was one of the most fruitful times of ministry for her. I pray that the autumn of my life may be a fruitful time of ministry. I hope the point is made that both young and old have very important parts to play in the life of the God's church. And we have parts to play along with all those who are in the middle of life. And so a healthy local church is not only one in which, so far as possible, all ages are represented, but also one in which all ages are receiving and giving from and to each other. Being an all-age church means living with tensions. And thinking about children once again, we all know that they can not only be loving and appealing and delightful and charming and all the rest of it, they can also, from time to time, be demanding, tiring, and sometimes very noisy with all their energy and curiosity and eagerness. And believe me, as a grandfather of four young children, I know quite a lot of what that means for us older people. And I also know from personal experience what a difficult task it is to be the vicar of an all-age church. I've been the vicar of three such churches over the years. It's not easy to lead a church in such a way that all ages sense that they are important and all ages are built up in the Christian faith in ways that are helpful to them. One obvious area of tension is a Sunday service. And if a Sunday service is designed in such a way that it is responsive to the needs of young children, and if the talk is one that is very much geared to their particular situation, then older people may feel that's not what we want. And if it's geared to an adult level, then the children and young people may feel very left out and bored. A church of all ages will always have its tensions. And as I've thought about this, I see more and more the importance of a Bible world that is now translated as bearing. Bearing with each other in love. The old translation is the word forbearing one another in love. And we find that in the letter to the Ephesians. And the meaning of this is far more than just tolerating all ages in the church. It's about a positive holding back for the sake of others in relation to our own desires. It's about accepting and welcoming others and the contribution that they're making. Doesn't mean we're going to ignore our own preferences. Doesn't mean we will not put forward our own point of view when this is appropriate. It does, however, mean that in an all-age church, there has to be a willing readiness to accept compromise, a willing readiness to give and take if the life of the church is to go forward in a way that helps not just one sector of the membership, but all of us. And it just occurs to me as I'm speaking that if we're getting irritated with a child, you know, you can think, oh, I wish that child would go away. Another way to look at it is say, well, Lord, maybe there's something you can teach me through this child this morning that I haven't yet learnt. Just a thought that came to me as I'm speaking. Many of you know that back in February, I had a total knee replacement operation which has transformed my life for the better. And at that time, some words came into my mind, which have stayed with me. Words came into my mind about the doctors and surgeon and nurses who gave me such brilliant care. And the words were these: God's healing agents. God's healing agents. Yes, it's God who creates us. It is God who heals us. But almost always, when you think about this, he does this through the skills of those who are in the medical profession, and sometimes through the help of people who are not in the medical profession. And as I've thought about this more and more, I've seen that God does not only do his healing work through his agents, he also does many other things in the same kind of way. And so God uses human agents like you and me to make churches welcoming churches. That's how it happens. It happens through human agency. God uses human agents to make inclusive churches, to build inclusive churches and growing churches. And all ages, as I hope we've been seeing, have a part to play in this. And so God uses a young child to show us older people what dependence and trust are all about. God can use a young child to show an older person what a willing readiness to help is all about. Young children are so keen, aren't they, in so many situations, to help in so many ways. God can use older people to encourage younger people. Sometimes it's by very little things. An older person goes to a child after the service. The child is carrying a bit of paper with obviously some drawing on it. You say, would you like to show me what you've been doing and tell me what you've been doing this morning? That takes half a minute, doesn't it? But it can hugely encourage a child to feel, yes, I'm part of this. And so many ways in which all this kind of thing can happen. God can use, here we are, I mentioned people in the middle part of life. God can use you in so many ways. You're in the prime of life. You can help old and young and receive from old and young in all sorts of ways. I hope I've said enough to encourage you to want to become one of God's agents more and more in building up his church in the service of the Lord and of the world. And maybe some of us here this morning might want to ask for prayer about this. Let me encourage you to ask for prayer about this, that in your particular situation you will be one of God's agents more and more, not just in the church, out there in the world. Maybe that is something for which you would like someone to pray for you this morning. And we have the opportunity, as once again, prayer will be offered at the time of Holy Communion. And if you would like prayer for that kind of reason, or indeed any other reason, either for yourself or for someone else for whom you're concerned, when you receive your communion, make your way over to the prayer corner over there. And we will be glad to pray for you and to anoint you with oil if you would like that as well. And it is, after all, as people like you and me are acting as God's agents more and more to build an all-age church, that more and more people at every stage of their lives will find God's help, God's purposes, God's eternal love. May that be true for us here at the Good Shepherd, more and more in the days ahead. Amen.